ever stumble on a website so strange, it's like, what is this even?
Yeah, totally.
That's infictive.txt for you. Cryptic clues, weird stories, art that just kind of gets under your skin, and the creator. Nobody knows who they are.
A true digital mystery, like wrapped in an enigma.
Nailed it. So today, we're going deep, deep, deep into this infictive.txt rabbit hole, trying to make sense of it all. I gotta say, I'm getting some real David Lynch vibes from this whole thing. Equal parts fascinating and kind of creepy, you know?
I can see that.
Like, they had this whole section called the health scare system.
Since that title makes you wonder, like, is this about actual health care or are they skeptical of the whole system? It's interesting how they play on those fears we all have about big systems, especially online, where information, you know, spreads like wildfire.
Right. It's like Mystery X, that's what we're calling the creator, is using like satire or something to make a point. But it's not all doom and gloom, though. There's this other piece called pizza bracelets.
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
Right. I mean, what even is that? Then there's the whole mystery of whatever happened to Brendan Simpson. It's like one minute he's there, the next, gone.
And these are just a few examples. The whole site's like this, these bizarre little stories, almost like they're out of some like surreal encyclopedia.
Okay, so surreal encyclopedia, check. But who wrote it? Right, that's the million-dollar question. Who is Mystery X? We know they're the mastermind behind all this, but that's about it.
Right, a total ghost in the real world, as far as we can tell.
Yeah. They lead a musical group, the Mystery X Orchestra, produce music for these, like, imaginary bands.
Oh, yeah, and get this. They're even featured on a song with an artist simply called You.
Wild, right. And the visual art, they've supposedly had exhibitions at this Inficto School of Painting, but good luck finding that on a map.
It's like they exist only in the digital realm, carefully crafted. A true digital phantom.
A phantom with some serious creative chops, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of phantom creations, can we talk about Infictive County for a sec?
Oh, yeah. Let's unpack that one.
This isn't just some random place on the map. It's woven into, like, the DNA of everything on the site.
It's a whole fictional world built within this already strange online world. And it's described as being in the far eastern reaches of Oregon, founded way back in 1881.
Okay, pause right there. That's interesting, right? Because geographically speaking, eastern Oregon, high desert, not exactly the easiest place to build a community. It's like they've taken something real and twisted it just enough to make you question what's real and what's, well, made up.
It's true.
And they name these landmarks, too. The Red Hills, Crump Lake. Oh, and get this, the Aberration River, now Millsbury.
Okay, that last one is a little ominous, don't you think?
Right, it's like a travel brochure for a place that only exists in cyberspace.
And yet, it's so compelling.
Totally.
They talk about its economy, how it's all about lumber, agriculture, which you can see, right?
Yeah.
Traditional rural Oregon. But then they throw in education and healthcare, and it's this weird juxtaposition, like, are they trying to say something about the image of rural life versus, you know, the reality?
Right, like they're pointing out those contradictions we see in society, but hiding them in this made-up county. And speaking of contradictions, things take a bit of a dark turn when you get to those recurring themes, those darker, almost paranoid vibes.
It's true. It's there, under the surface of it all.
Right. Like, they have all these descriptions of dreams, vivid dreams, often pretty unsettling, about being watched, these endless buildings.
It's like they're tapping into this collective fear we have, right, of being controlled, being observed, especially in this digital age.
Yes. And then there's this drug they keep mentioning, 3942-FS3. And the way it's described, it's less recreational and more, I don't know, like, it makes you have these intense, really disturbing hallucinations.
A bit unnerving, for sure. Makes you wonder if it's based on any kind of personal experience.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe they're trying to say something about how much we rely on medication these days. Like, is this a commentary on overprescribing or something?
It's hard to say. And that ambiguity is part of what makes Infictive.txt so interesting to me, at least. Because you're never really sure if what you're reading is literal, metaphorical, or something else entirely.
I hear you.
Like, take those snippets about Adrian.
Adrian.
This character who just vanishes. No explanation. But they leave behind these creepy clues.
Spooky.
And it's like, what are we supposed to make of that?
Like, Mystery X is dropping us right in the middle of this mystery novel, but the pages are scattered all over the internet.
Yeah, and you keep trying to put them together. But the picture, it's always changing, shifting. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
It really is. Just when you think you're starting to get a handle on things, bam. Something else pops up and throws you for a loop. And I think that's part of what makes Infictive.txt so interesting. It's not what you expect from a website, you know?
Right. It's not just information. It's an experience. It's designed to pull you in.
Exactly. It's like you're stepping into their world.
Yeah, like Mystery X isn't just putting content out there. They're crafting a whole world using all these different techniques. Like, remember those Choose Your Own Adventure books where you make a choice and the story changes? It's kind of like that.
Oh, for sure. I used to love those books.
But it's like they've woven that into this web of, I don't know, ideas, images. It's kind of hard to explain.
Oh, I'm with you. It's like every time you click a link, you never know what you're going to get. A poem, a photo, a weird sound. It's all part of the fun, you know?
Yeah. And then that surrealism, it just adds to it all. Think about those Salvador Dali paintings. You know, the ones with melting clocks and landscapes that don't make sense?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
It's kind of like that, but with words.
Yeah.
They're blurring the lines between dreams and reality. Like, yeah. What's real, what isn't. You're never quite sure.
Totally. And then on top of that, you've got the whole metafiction thing going on.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere on the site once you start to notice it.
I'll admit I had to look that one up. But once I did, whoa. Like, it's everywhere, right?
Totally. It's that self-awareness that's so effective.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they're winking at you, letting you in on the joke.
Yeah. Like, they know it's all a bit absurd.
Exactly. There's one part where they talk about the Infictive County Department of Metafictional Affairs. They say they handle, like, reality bending and paradoxes.
Wait, what?
Right. It's like they're acknowledging the whole thing's made up, but that somehow makes it even more intriguing.
It's like they're playing a game, but they're letting you watch them make up the rules as they go. And speaking of games, what about those recurring themes? Like, they seem important, you know, almost like clues to a bigger puzzle or something.
You mean the Great Alarm and the Time Travel Mafia?
Yes, those. Every time I think I'm close to figuring them out, Mystery X throws another curveball. What do you make of them?
Well, the Great Alarm is described as this powerful force almost everywhere, you know? Like, they have these agents that can, like, change history, silence people who disagree with them. It's pretty intense.
Oh, okay, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, and maybe that's the point, right? Like, are they trying to make us think about surveillance, about how information is controlled?
Right, and how much power those in control have.
Exactly. Then you've got the Time Travel Mafia. I mean, where do you even start with that one?
Right. They're like World War II soldiers with super advanced technology. What's their deal?
That's the question, isn't it? Are they working with the Great Alarm against it? Or are they doing their own thing entirely? We just don't know.
Mystery X definitely likes to keep us guessing.
And that's part of the beauty of it. It makes you think, doesn't it? Like, what's real? What's not? And ultimately, I think that's what they want. They want us to come up with our own interpretations.
So it's like a giant puzzle box that they've opened up for everyone to dig into. But why go through all this trouble? Infictive.txt is obviously not just some random thing thrown together. There's so much thought behind it. What do you think their goal is?
You know, that's a great question. I think there are a lot of layers to it. On one hand, it could be a commentary on technology.
You mean how we're constantly bombarded with information these days?
Yeah. And how we're so plugged in all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe infictive.txt with its, like, chaotic structure jumping from one thing to the next is reflecting that, you know, how our own minds work now.
It's like looking into a mirror, but the reflection is kind of distorted, a little unsettling.
And kind of funny, too, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, and there's that dark humor woven through it all. Like, they're saying, yeah, the world's a weird place, so we might as well have some fun with it. But there's definitely something deeper there, too, right? Like, our anxieties about this digital world we live in.
Totally. It's like Black Mirror, but, you know, with a sense of humor. And that humor makes it a bit easier to swallow, you know? Like, if we can laugh at it all, maybe it won't feel so overwhelming.
Maybe that's the whole point.
Yeah.
To help us deal with those anxieties.
Yeah.
Not by freaking out, but through creativity, through play.
So instead of us just, like, passively scrolling, they want us to think, to make connections.
Exactly. They give us the pieces, and then they're like, okay, go, make something.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, actually. Especially these days when everyone's trying to tell us what to think, how to feel.
Right. It's like they're saying, here's a puzzle box. Maybe there's a solution. Maybe not. Who cares? Just enjoy the ride.
Totally. And you know what? Maybe while we're busy trying to figure out infictive.txt, we learn something about ourselves along the way.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, so to wrap things up, dear listener, we've taken you deep into the digital rabbit hole that is infictive.txt. We've met Mystery X, the enigmatic artist behind it all, explored the strange world of Infictive County, and grappled with the unsettling themes woven throughout this digital mystery. We've talked about those weird dreams, the creepy disappearance of Adrian, and those recurring motifs, the Great Alarm and the time travel mafia, that leave us wondering if there's a bigger picture, a hidden message we're supposed to uncover. But maybe, just maybe, the real beauty of Infictive.txt lies in its ambiguity, in the space it creates for us to question, to interpret, and to create our own meaning. So as you navigate the vast expanse of the internet, remember, Infictive.txt. Let it be a reminder that sometimes the most rewarding journeys are those without a clear destination. And who knows? Maybe you'll stumble upon your own digital mystery, a collection of clues and curiosities that spark your imagination and leave you pondering its secrets long after you've logged off.